Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 62nd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Notice what I just read in chapter number 45. How they sorrowed at his coming. This is the second time that the brothers had seen Joseph, and they didn't know about him the first time. Remember, he sent them back to dad and said, "You won't come back till you bring Benjamin." Well, this is their second time back and seeing him. Well, he reveals himself to them, and it's a picture of Jesus. When he comes back the second time, call it the second coming, he's going to reveal himself to Israel. Matter of fact, in Zechariah, chapter number 12, and verse number 10. "I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they've pierced." Remember what Joseph's brothers did to him. You know, they left him for dead. And so this is that prophecy that when Jesus comes at his revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be bitterness in him as one that is bitterness in his firstborn. And then we see in Zechariah chapter number 13, verse number 6, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, These were which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Again, that's the picture of how Joseph was cast into the pit. He was wounded. He was thrown in the pit. Matter of fact, they left him for dead. And then here comes that caravan, the Ishmaelites and the Midianites. Remember, and Judah said, "Hey, let's sell him." And he went into Egypt. Well, it's a picture, literally, how Jesus, when we see later that Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, when Jesus comes to in the revelation in the second coming. Now, this is after the tribulation period. Again, I can't wait till we get back to the study of the tribulation. In the book of Revelation, that in the revelation, the revealing of Jesus Christ, he's going to literally appear in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that the remnant, matter of fact, if you read a little bit farther in Zechariah, it said that one third will be saved. In other words, two thirds in the tribulation of the Jewish people died during the tribulation. Only one third would be saved. And you know the background, the Antichrist has come against Jerusalem and is about to destroy all of Jerusalem and all the people. And Jesus comes right on time. And Jesus appears and the Jewish people said, "Who are you? And where'd you get those wounds?" And Jesus says, "I got that in the house of my friends." And then we find in Isaiah chapter number 66 these words in verse number 8. "Who hath heard such a thing? And who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made forth, bring forth in one day? And shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children." In other words, can a nation be born at once? And that's exactly a prophetic thing that is talking about in the Revelation, that all of the remnant of Israel who's alive and they see the Messiah, they finally come, they will be saved on sight. They will be born in a day, so to speak. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. When we get in the book of Revelation, you see what we're talking about. But they come in Revelation, and they, as Paul was saved on sight. Remember, Paul said, "I was one, I was pre-born. I was born out of due season, out of due time." In other words, before my time. And it was a picture of the nation of Israel that Paul was saved on sight. None of us was saved on sight. In other words, Jesus didn't appear to us. Saul, why persecute us? I mean, remember that story on the road to Damascus? And he saw the other guys were blinded. And they thought they heard something. They couldn't figure out what was going on. But he appeared to Saul of Tarsus on sight. Saul, why are you persecuting now me? Then he said, Lord. First he said, Lord, is that you? Then he says, what will thou have me to do? He was saved on sight. It's a picture of the nation of Israel. When they see Jesus coming in the revelation, those Jewish people will see him and they'll be saved on sight. They'll place their faith and trust. Now, don't get me wrong. They will believe that's Jesus Christ. Who did this? You did this to me. And then Isaiah, who could think of such a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? Can they be saved? So instantaneously, those people will be saved and they will enter into the millennium. Anyway, said all that, say this, that Joseph is a wonderful picture of what's taking place of Jesus Christ and how Jesus showed the nation of Israel great grace and mercy. Remember, he said, I got this in the house of my friends. You did this to me. But yet he saved them and they enter into the kingdom. Well, the same thing with Joseph. His brothers abused him and did those things to him. And yet Joseph showed great mercy and grace upon his brothers. And literally he allowed them to come into his kingdom. Are you following the picture? It's a beautiful picture. Where you leave the famine, that dry desert land, you come into my kingdom and I'm going to provide for you and take care of you. And by the way, let me give you another one. As I was reading this thing about the pit in Psalm 40, do you know he brought us out of a pit? Psalm 40, verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. So as Joseph was brought out of that pit, and boy, look what happened to him. Okay? Well, we also was brought out of a horrible pit, and he established our feet. And he's taking good care of us, is he not? Amen. God's taking great care of us. Even through our difficulties, God has always been good to us. So anyway, that's just a picture that we see from Joseph and these brothers, a picture of Christ, not just his life and not just his death, not just his resurrection being brought up out of the pit, but also the future, how that kingdom and all these things, beautiful picture. Anyway, verse number 6, for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there shall be another 5 years in which there shall be no earing nor harvest. Verse number 7, now here it is again. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Joseph realized that God was sovereign and God had a plan in his life and he wasn't blaming his brothers. And understand, you threw me in the pit. You left me there. Matter of fact, I didn't read Psalm 40 verse 1 where it says, I was crying out and he heard my voice and he brought me up out of the pit. It's exactly what happened with Joseph. He's in that pit. And remember, he was crying out, help me, help me. And he was lifted up out of the pit. Of course, they had other ideas. But yet the point is, God was in control. God had a perfect plan for Jacob or Joseph. And then verse number 9, haste ye, go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me the Lord of all of Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. I love this section. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Remember, Goshen was a place of plenty there in Egypt. And I think it was 900 square miles or somewhere like 900 square miles. A fertile region, more than enough room for the family and for their sheep and for their cattle. It was the best of the best. That's why he said, you're going to the land of Goshen. He's going to make sure dad had the best. Okay, let's move on.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.